The World Is Still Next Door by Kate Bramley. Produced by Bad Apple Theatre. Day 4.
And African skies travel will rise.
You're still on furlough, Gina. You can't do any work. I mean it. You can't.
I know, Mo. It's just things are starting to open up again. They're talking about travel corridors, air bridges.
Yeah, but most days the rules are changing faster than Superman can change his pants.
But this is different. Today, I had some folk in our street talking about taking a summer holiday. Going on a plane. An actual plane. Have you been watching the news?
Well, sometimes.
It's really starting to come back. We've even had a couple of new tour inquiries for next year, but all the same.
I told you, you can't work. Besides, they're just bracing for impact in Kenya just now.
I know, Mo. I'm not saying that it's not going to be a long time before you and I see Watamu Beach again, but it will happen. One day. Believe me, Mo.
I believe you.
It's all coming back. It's slow, but we're going to make it.
Thanks, Gina. But for now, will you please stop checking your emails before I have a dawn raid from the local police? There is nothing pressing right now.
I know, boss, I know. But I'm just saying there will be. And sooner than you think. Oh, hey, I've got to go. It sounds like there's a speed skating injury. So, my husband has his foot stuck in a pan. Hey, basically, it's just a normal lockdown day. See you, Mo.
Bye, Gina. Bye.
Morning, Mo.
Morning, Mrs. Keats. Hey, looks like another beautiful day.
It is indeed. Though we'd better get a good rain soon. It's playing havoc with my hibiscus. I should have planted cowboy cactus this year instead. How's the allotment then?
Amazing!
Your own little slice of paradise at home, eh?
Exactly so, Mrs. Keats.
Free food at the end of the season.
Well, hopefully. Is that a plane?
Oh, yes, I think it is.
Oh, I wonder where they're all going.
Out into the world. You know, it's almost like old times.
Ugh, it's only one plane.
The world is still out there, and there will be more. Cheery bye, then. Thyme and tomato plants wait for no woman.
Cheery bye, Mrs. Keats. Cheery bye.
Mo, fancy a cuppa? I've brought you a flask. I'll put it down here and you can help yourself.
Oh, that's kind of you, Henley. God, I'm parched.
What's all the construction then? I know. You're doing Stonehenge in bamboo.
It's Max's design for the beans. Just wait until we put the top poles on it.
He's putting us all to shame, that lad. Have you lost him today?
Oh, he's here somewhere. I think he's back at the beach again. There was a dolphin yesterday and I think he's hoping it'll come back today.
Got a den at the back of the allotment, has he?
Oh, believe me, it's a whole other world back there.
The world's your lobster when you're 5 years old. That's your game, isn't it? The travel business. Mrs. Keats was telling me.
Well, it used to be. African Skies Travel, that's me.
How'd you get into that then?
From when I was Max's age. Maybe just a little bit older. I always wanted to go to Africa. And then, well, one day I did. And after that, I wanted everyone to be able to see just what I'd seen. 20 years later, here I am.
I spent a bit of time there myself, on and off over the years.
Really? You?
Aye. Back in the day, when I was young and even more foolish, decades of my life sat out in the wilderness with a camera, pressing record and waiting for something to happen.
That sounds brilliant.
Now I just send other daft young'uns out to see the world and complain about the grammar when they get back.
Perks of middle management, eh?
The glamorous life of a travel editor who never travels. It's a job though, isn't it?
It certainly is, especially now.
No surprise your Max has got itchy feet then.
I worry that he won't get to see the world the way I did. You know, with things as they are.
He'll find his own way.
Well, I think he already has.
He was telling me about his leopard.
Oh, the leopard. You'd have loved it. National Geographic front cover, without a doubt. I don't think I've ever in my life been so close to a sleeping leopard. I should have been terrified, especially with having Max there, but it just woke up, stretched out its long old body and walked away. Never looked back. It's one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen.
Ah, he's a canny lad, all right. The way your Max was telling it, it was like it happened yesterday.
All the days just blend into one.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
You wouldn't?
I reckon half the world's endangered species could be trapped in those weeds back there.
I thought I might just leave that last bit. Have our own little piece of wilderness right here.
Spoken like a true romantic. And I thought I was the biggest softy on the plot. Managed to kill any courgettes yet?
No. Every single one I planted came up. Who knows where I'm going to put them?
And they take over the world, you know, so beware. It's going to be all round yours for marrow soup, roast marrow and marrow chocolate cake for pudding. Don't say I didn't warn you. Anyway, no rest for the wicked. I've got the world's largest lettuce to wrestle with.
But what about your flask?
You keep it, lass. I brought it for you. For your travels.
Henley, are you sure?
Why aye, man. It's only a flask. And look, how about a trip down the Amazon tomorrow?
The Amazon?
If memory serves, the canoe's big enough for three. 9 a.m. departure from Shed 2. What do you reckon?
Oh, Max would love that. Great. Yes, then. Yes. Thanks, Henley.
No bother. And don't forget your flask. Tomorrow, the world.
That's right. Tomorrow, the world. Max? Max, are you in there?
Mum, do we have to go?
Max! It's nearly home time.
But look, Mum, dolphins!
It's already past tea time. Ooh, and I'm covered all over in sticky pickles. Oh, I see them, Maxie. Oh, I've heard people talk about a dolphin stampede, but I've never actually seen one close up like this. I wonder where they're going.
They've just come to play with their friends, Mummy. And now they're going home for tea. Just like us.
Just like us.
And tomorrow they'll come back and play with their friends again.
They might do, Maxie love. But I've never seen anything like that before. It's not the sort of thing you see every day.
And if we don't see them, they'll just be playing somewhere else.
I suppose they will.
They'll still be there, even if we can't see them.
Yes, they will.
Okay, Mummy, let's go home. Night-night, Lopmitland. Sleep tight, Lopmitland.
Come on then, Max. It's time to go home.
The World Is Still Next Door by Kate Bramley. Produced by Bad Apple Theatre.